When you think about it, there's really no excuse in this day and age to not know where you're going. Years ago, we hadn't got a clue, had we? I remember when I passed my driving test back in 1990. Yes, I'm that old. A very bright and chippy 18-year-old who was destined to go out and explore the world. And my first ever journey in the car was to Blackpool, and I lived in Northamptonshire, so it was a very long journey. And back in those days, you didn't learn to drive on a motorway or even a dual carriageway, as I recall. Don't remember doing that. In fact, didn't even learn to reverse park. That's how long ago the driving lessons were that I had. So I set off with my friend Julia in my little Fiesta 1.1 Popular Plus that was already quite old and knackered, and off we went to Blackpool. And I was so scared to come off of the motorway because I didn't know how to get back on that I drove the whole way there. And I think that stood me in good stead, because now I'm quite happy to drive long distances like Scotland and back in a day. Not my preference, but I can do it. Anyway, the reason I'm talking about this now is back in the day, I had no idea how to get there. Not a clue. Sat-nav didn't exist. I'd never read a map. I didn't know the roads. I mean, I genuinely didn't even know the roads that went north and south in the UK. It was all literally pre-planned. I had to sit and plan it. And my dad said, you take this road and then you're going to take a left over there and take the junction here and you go there. And it was all written down for me. It was all planned. And the reason I managed to get there is I then followed that plan. And when I think about life, how often do we do that? I mean, business, you probably stand a bit more chance, but most people don't even do that. Trust me, if you're already doing that, you're a step ahead of most people. But actually in life, we don't. We don't like create this beautiful map of exactly where we're going. We start the year with a vague idea that we want a holiday, or we want some more money, or we're going to get fitter, or we're going to get slimmer, or we're going to get richer, or whatever it is that you've decided you're going to get more of. And we sometimes then say, oh, we've got to give up that and do less of that, so we can work out the things we need more of and the things we need less of. But we don't plan it meticulously like I planned that journey to Blackpool. We don't do it step by step. We don't give it enough time. And this is our life. We wouldn't dream of setting out on a long journey and not have a sat-nav, or not have a map, or not have any idea where we were going, because we simply wouldn't get there. So my simple message today is, what kind of map are you using? Or do you have an internal sat-nav? I talk about this a lot with clients, and if you followed any of my posts or any of my podcasts or blogs, that actually the internal sat-nav is the decision. It's that feeling and that thought and that mindset shift of, yep, that's definitely happening. Trying it on for size. We call it future pacing in NLP. Like really visioning what that future will feel like, look like, sound like, be like, the kind of self-talk you'll have, the way it's responded to in your life, how people will be, the kind of people around you. And this is the nearest we can get to a human sat-nav. So if you're thinking to yourself, right, this year I want to buy my own home, I'm just going to pick a random thing, this year I want to buy my own home, what you need to start to think of is what that really is, where that is, what it looks like. This is why vision boards are quite powerful, because we can visualize, if you're a visual person and you're able to visualize, we can really start to step into that journey, step into that vision of where we're going. Because otherwise, the brain says, ooh, no, we can't go there, we don't like that. That's all a bit scary because it's not known. We've got to leave the known zone and go into the unknown zone. And the unconscious mind really doesn't like that very much. The unconscious mind likes to be safe and the same and know exactly how to handle every situation. And so the more you can vision and visualize exactly what you want for this year and all years, and you know, next week and the next month, relationships, business, life, every part of life, the more the brain starts to accept that as real. It becomes a known zone. I was talking to some clients in a group program I ran yesterday about how when I first ran my She Enjoys Success Summit, of which I've run lots and lots of them over the last 5 years, I visualized and visioned the whole thing, every single part of it, right down to how I would handle nerves, because of course we're all human, what I'd do if the tech didn't work, what if no one came, what if my speakers didn't arrive, you know, what if they couldn't get there, how I would manage it all. So I didn't just visualize the positive, I will only be exciting, it'd be amazing, everybody will have a great time, which of course I did visualize that too. I visualized actually how it would go wrong. And by doing that, I've got a balanced view in my brain so that my brain can just calm down. My brain is saying, do you know what? We know what's going to happen here. We can just go through the motions. It's like that map, following that map to Blackpool. We can go through those motions that you've created in our head, and we know where we're going. And that's what stops fear, anxiety, overwhelm, procrastination. So you spend a lot of time in your head, all of you. I do. We all do. That's the way the brain works. So my strong suggestion for you is spend that time in your brain thinking about the future rather than regretting and worrying about and being in the past. Because, you know, the past is past. You've been there. The future is where all those beautiful feelings can be and are.